Hello, my name is Alan Doucette. Along with my wife Pamela, we own and operate the WhiteMountainSchools.com website. This is an example of one of our audio study guides. What we are going to do is we're going to actually create a short study guide of the hazardous materials glossary that you will see at the end of most hazmat sections CDL manuals. With that said, let's get started. This is the Hazardous Materials Glossary. This glossary will represent definitions of certain terms used in the CDL hazmat section. A complete glossary of terms can be found in the Federal Hazardous Materials Rules 49 CFR 171.8. You should have an up-to-date copy of these rules for your reference. Please be advised, you will not be tested on the information that we're going to be covering in this glossary. Section 171.8, Definitions and Abbreviations. Bulk packaging. Packaging other than a vessel or a barge, including a transport vehicle or freight container in which hazardous materials are loaded with no intermediate form of containment, in which has a maximum capacity greater than 450 liters, about 119 gallons, or receptacle for a liquid. A maximum net mass greater than 400 kilograms, 882 pounds, or a maximum capacity greater than 450 liters, 119 gallons again, as a receptacle for a solid, or C, a water capacity greater than 454 kilograms, 1,000 pounds, or a receptacle for a gas as defined in section 173.115. Cargo tanks. A cargo tank is a bulk packaging which is a tank intended primarily for the carriage of liquids or gases and includes appurtenances, reinforcements, fittings, and closures. For tank, see 49 CFR 178.345-1C, 178.337-1, or 178.338-1, as applicable. B, is permanently attached to or forms a part of a motor vehicle, or is not permanently attached to a motor vehicle, but which, by reason of its size, construction, or attachment to the motor vehicle, is loaded and unloaded without being removed from the motor vehicle, and C, is not fabricated under a specification for cylinders, portable tanks, tank cars, or multi-unit tank car tanks. A carrier. A carrier is a person engaged in the transportation of passengers or property by A, land or water as a common contract or private carrier, or B, civil aircraft. The consignee. The consignee is the business or person to whom a shipment is delivered. Division. A subdivision of a hazard class. EPA, the United States Environmental Protection Agency. FMCSR, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. Freight container. A freight container is a usable container having a volume of 64 cubic feet or more, designed and constructed to permit being lifted with its contents intact and intended primarily for containment of packages in a uniform during transportation. Fuel tank. A tank or other than cargo tank used to transport flammable or combustible liquids or compressed gases for the purpose of supplying fuel for propulsion of the transport vehicle to which it is attached, or for the operation of other equipment on the transport vehicle. Gross weight or gross mass, the weight of the packaging plus the weight of its contents. Hazard Class. The category of hazard assigned to a hazardous material under the definition criteria of Part 173 and the provisions of Section 172.101. A material may meet the defining criteria for more than one hazard class, but is assigned to only one hazard class. Hazardous materials. Hazardous materials are substances or materials which have been deemed by the Secretary of Transportation to be capable of posing an unreasonable risk to health, safety, and property when transported in commerce, and which has been designated. The term includes hazardous substances, hazardous waste, marine pollutants, elevated temperature materials, and materials designated as hazardous in the Hazardous Materials Table of Section 172.101, and materials that meet the defining criteria for hazard classes and divisions in Section 173, Subchapter C of this chapter. Hazardous substance, a material, including its mixture and solutions that, 1, is listed in the Appendix A of Section 172.101, 2, is in a quantity in one package which equals or exceeds the reportable quantity, the RQ, listed in Appendix A to Section 172.101, and 3, when in a mixture or solution, A, for radionuclides conforms to paragraph 7 of Appendix A in Section 172.101. B, for other than radionuclides, is in a concentration by weight which equals or exceeds the concentration corresponding to the RQ of the materials. Please note that this definition does not apply to petroleum products that are lubricants or fuels. See 40 CFR 300.6. Hazardous waste, for the purpose of this chapter, means any material that is subject to the hazardous waste manifest requirements of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, specified in 40 CFR Part 262. Intermediate bulk container, sometimes referred to as a IBC, a rigid or flexible portable packaging other than a cylinder or portable tank, which is designed for mechanical handling. Standards for IBCs manufactured in the United States are set forth in subparts N and O in Section 178. Limited quantity. The maximum amount of a hazardous material for which there may be a specific labeling or packaging exception. Marking. The descriptive name, identification number, instructions, cautions, weight, specifications, or UN marks, or a combination of the before mentioned, required by this subchapter on outer packaging of hazardous materials. Mixture. A material composed of more than one chemical compound or element. The name of contents. The proper shipping name is specified in Section 172.101. Non-bulk packaging. A packaging which has a maximum capacity of 450 liters, that would be 119 gallons, as a receptacle for a liquid. B, a maximum net mass less than 400 kilograms, 882 pounds, in a maximum capacity of 450 liters, 119 gallons again, or less as a receptacle for a solid. Or C, a water capacity greater than 450 kilograms, 1,000 pounds, or less as a receptacle for a gas, or defined in Section 173.115. NOS, not otherwise specified. Outage or ullage. The amount by which a packaging falls short of being liquid full, usually expressed in a percentage by the volume. Portable tanks. Portable tanks are bulk packaging, except for a cylinder having a water capacity of 1,000 pounds or less, designed primarily to be loaded onto or on or temporarily attached to a transport vehicle or ship and equipped with skids, mountings, or accessories to facilitate handling of the tank by mechanical means. It does not include a cargo tank, tank car, multi-unit tank car tank, or trailer carrying 3AX, 3AAX, or 3T cylinders. Proper shipping name. The name of the hazardous materials shown in Roman print, not italics, in section 172.101. PSI, pounds per square inch. PSIA, pounds per square inch absolute. Reportable quantity, or the capital letters RQ. The quantity specified in column 2 of the appendix to section 172.101 for any material identified in column 1 of that appendix. RSPA, now PHMSA. The Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, United States Department of Transportation, Washington, D.C. Shipper's certification. A statement on a shipping paper signed by the shipper, saying that he or she prepared the shipment properly according to the law. That concludes the Hazardous Materials Audio Study Guide. Pam and I thank you for taking the time to listen to our sample audio study guide. We'd also like to remind you that the full audio study guide for the HAZMAT certification test can be found at www.whitemountainschools.com. That study guide covers all material that you can be tested on when sitting for the HAZMAT certification test. Well, best of luck, take care, and be safe.